This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. Climate Field View does the listening so you can get the most out of every acre. The members of the House of Representatives packed up and went home. There's no farm bill. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Many of us were thinking a few weeks ago there was still the opportunity for Congress to deliver a farm bill on time. Well, those hopes faded away on Friday, and it appears that politics got in the way one more time of legislation. The House adjourned for recess Friday afternoon before the House and Senate agreed on renewing a new farm bill, and so the old one expired over the weekend. House agriculture leaders were pointing the blame at the Senate as they left Washington early. Senators, by the way, are still in town. But it appears now the bill may have to wait to get finalized after this fall's elections during the lame duck session of Congress, if it can even be done then. Earlier in the week, ahead of the expiration of the farm bill, the four farm bill principals, the leaders on the House side and the Senate side of the Agriculture Committees, released a statement confirming that they were still at the negotiating table. But by Friday, the spirit of cooperation appeared to have disappeared. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Mike Conaway of Texas, said right now, these were his words now, right now I don't get the sense that getting something done has quite the sense of urgency with my Senate colleagues as it does with me. And in a post on Friday from the House Agriculture Committee, Conaway said in a video that there are legitimate policy differences of opinions across all of the farm bill titles. He said it's not just the nutrition program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And another Republican congressman, Ralph Abraham of Louisiana, a member of the Farm Bill Conference Committee and the House Ag Committee, went deeper into his criticisms, according to Farm Futures. He said, sadly, America's farmers have been caught up in the political games of the swamp. I'll be back after this.